The U.S. Food and Drug Administration prohibits the interstate sale and distribution of raw milk. Under federal law, someone, for example, a mom, may buy unpasteurized milk for herself or her family and drive it across state lines. But if she's busy,
and she hires someone else to go drive up to bring the milk back to her, once the milk is handed to her, that constitutes distribution, and thus, all of a sudden, now these two individuals are criminals.
That's Max Kane of Viroqua. He's a raw milk enthusiast and director of a Chicago area food buying club. He says there's a lot of demand for Wisconsin raw milk, especially in Chicago. He says today's planned trip from Wisconsin to Illinois is a protest of that FDA law barring distribution.
We're making a one-time purchase of 100 gallons. It's an incidental sale, which is legal in Wisconsin, and we're going to bring it back to the moms who hired us to go buy the milk for them. And then after they get the milk, they're going to have a toast with milk and cookies.
But Donna Gilson, a spokeswoman for Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, says that purchase actually isn't legal. DACHEP regulates the intrastate sale of raw milk, and she says that while some small quantity sales are allowed on farms, that the purchase must be for the buyer's own household only. The FDA responded to a request for comment about today's interstate raw milk ride with a statement highlighting the dangers associated with raw milk consumption, which it says can include illness and, in rare cases, death. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.